It's Friday, March 24th, 2023. I'm Logan Miller, and this is a rundown of this evening's local news headlines. Downard Funeral Home in Pocatello is no more. It's been demolished to make room for a parking lot for Pocatello High School. East Idaho News reports the district purchased the space for $500,000. It's right across the street from the high school and will have enough space for about 110 new parking spaces. The funeral home is the site of where police found a dozen decomposing bodies in September of 2021 when they raided the building. They also found 61 jarred fetuses and unidentified ashes. The former owner, Lance Robert Peck, is charged with 63 misdemeanors, and felony charges are likely to come later. Two families have also filed lawsuits against him. He'll go to trial in October. Idaho elementary schools interested in expanding the availability of fresh fruits and vegetables to students will have the chance to participate in the USDA's 2024 Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program. To be eligible for the program, schools must be an elementary school with grades 1 through 6, operate the National School Lunch Program, have more than 50% of enrolled students eligible for free and reduced-priced meals, and submit a complete application, including a signed certificate of support. The program's goal is to offer students a chance to eat fruits and vegetables that they wouldn't otherwise have ready access to. Schools which participate in the program will make fresh fruit and vegetables available to students during the school day at no cost to the student. For more information on Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program, visit sde.idaho.gov. Summoning Mount Everest is a pipe dream for many. BYU-Idaho student from Sugar City, Idaho, Hunter Galbraith, is making it a reality. Galbraith always read books and heard about Mount Everest. He grew up doing extreme outdoor sports with his dad, which had led him to this moment of preparing for Everest. He looks forward to being on the expedition with his mountaineering role model, Nimsdai Persha.
It's cool that person I look up to, I'll be climbing with and stuff like that. Like, I'll be, you know, get to know him a little bit more.
Being accepted into Persha's expedition team didn't come easy for Galbraith. He was rejected from the expedition four times. Doors opened for Galbraith after he was in the world finals for mountaineering. He was finally accepted into Persha's expedition. Galbraith is now doing intense training to prepare himself for the summit. He is currently running 60 to 65 miles a week with 10,000 feet of vertical elevation gain. Soon, he will advance to running 75 to 80 miles a week with 15,000 feet of vertical elevation gain. Galbraith invites people to follow his journey and to reach out if they have any questions.
Honestly, this is just to motivate other people to just do, you know, crazy things. I guess this is something that I love, and I love, you know, extreme sports and stuff like that. And that's kind of like what I binge watch. And if some people want to learn more and stuff like that and have questions, like it's nice because I'm open and I love talking to people and stuff like that because I'm always on runs.
Galbraith is also looking for sponsors for the expedition. You can reach out to him and follow his journey on his Instagram page at good_Galbraith_. You can also listen to our full interview with Galbraith by searching BYU Idaho Radio wherever you get your podcasts. A recent blood drive held at Madison Junior High School resulted in the most productive blood drive Madison Memorial Hospital has ever had. According to the Standard Journal, Jess Gowdy, the Madison Memorial Hospital communications specialist, says the blood drive produced 111 units of blood, which surpassed their goal of 100 units. Gowdy said this achievement was possible because a specific type of blood someone has can allow them to donate more during each blood drive. According to RedCrossBlood.org, a special machine is used to allow someone to safely donate 2 units of red blood cells during one donation while returning their plasma and platelets. Although this blood drive event was one for the history books, Gowdy says there is still an urgent need of all blood types. For information on upcoming blood drives in the area, visit RedCross.org. This has been a rundown of this evening's local news headlines for March 24th, 2023. I'm Logan Miller. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU-Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. This is BYU-Idaho Radio.